The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Rohde Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Rohde, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Marvelous. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Good. We have, for the fourth week in a row, Eric Rollison from Eric Rollison Masonry. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat.
Thanks for being here with us again. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors who have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic that we haven't covered, you can send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, hit the Dunmore Corners live webcam button and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Listen to archive radio shows or view the MLS listings or view our listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Also check us out on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Okay, good morning, Eric. Once again, could you give us a little bit of background on you, where you go, how long you've been doing what you do, and where you're based, please?
Sure. I'm based out of German, Pennsylvania. I've been doing this approaching 20 years. I think I've said probably closer to 25 years, because I did this full time and then for 20 and then part time too while going through college.
This is your passion.
It's my passion.
It's
this
not
is
what
my
you
love.
Went to college
no.
for.
No, okay. Believe it or not, no, I went to college for physical therapy.
All right.
And I kind of took the opposite route.
Well, you're getting plenty of physical therapy out there laying blocks.
I could use it on myself.
Yeah.
Now, we do a wide variety of things, but what I do like to say is that we could do anything in the masonry industry that you'd need done. I like to call us, my company, a one-stop place.
You're accredited too.
We're accredited through the American Concrete Institute. I'm a prior member of the National Ready Mix Association, which is in conjunction with the American Concrete Institute. Very good to belong to both, actually. International Masonry Institute. And that's pretty much about it.
Okay. So we've talked about so far
everything.
A lot of things. Foundations, concrete floors in the residence, as well as the garages, driveways, walkways, patios, concrete overlays on the exterior and interior of the home. This week, I want to talk about, because it's summertime.
Yes.
The areas around a pool.
Nice.
What do you do and how do you do things differently, please?
In the in-ground sense, in-ground pool, we offer any variety of concrete. And everything we touched on pretty much in the past three
weeks.
Okay,
let's recap. Stone,
brick. So we do stone,
brick,
we do pavers.
Cultured stone.
Yes, stamped concrete.
Regular traditional concrete.
Regular white concrete, yes.
Flagstone.
Flagstone.
Bluestone.
Yes.
Okay.
We could do systems called Cool Deck, which is an overlay system. I don't want to confuse this now with what we talked about last week with the overlays. This is a little different. Cool Deck system is more, it looks like what you would do in a classic concrete overlay system where the viewers or the listeners and you guys can remember, I said a spray with a machine. Or a gun.
Give it a stucco look.
A stucco look, exactly.
Okay.
But it keeps your feet cool. Believe it or not.
That's
it's got
why
a property
it's
in it.
Cool.
Hence, cool deck, right?
All right.
We offer that. We offer the overlay systems are an excellent candidate for the 20 year old pool. 20 year old in-ground pool, and the customer just wants to spice it up and make it look nice. So we've done quite a few of those. And again, you could become very creative with the stone look. You can make it look like a brick paver, a cobblestone, you know, with the overlay system.
And you could be in and out with this system?
And you could be in and out.
It's yeah,
we've
like
done them.
In,
we've done them right.
Breaking
right.
it up, waiting and a week for the guy to come it. Back, and then you, put the forms down. It's none of that.
None of that, Pat.
Nice.
We go, and again, I'll get into the feather coat system.
You can
a lot
on.
Of the older pools, you know how they have that metal coping, that the rounded.
Yes.
The bullnose coping, but it's metal or aluminum. Well, we could feather right up onto that, right next to it, and. Say that your pool decks are supposed to be, your concrete systems are pitched away from the pool. A lot of people think that they're pitched in. They're not. Mm-hmm. They're pitched away from the pool. We don't want water flowing in there. So hence the pool doesn't overflow. But we can go from a feather coat system, and if they really sank on that outside, we could gain up to that 3/4 inch again and get them back to. So you don't feel like you're walking sideways down them. Or if you wanted to put it in your patio area of the pool, of the in-ground pool, if you wanted to put a table and chairs, you won't feel like you're leaning backward.
Oh, there's nothing like that feeling.
No, nothing like being on a ship that's listing.
There is a such thing as, and a lot of people don't believe this, but there is such thing as too much pitch. And we want to make sure that there's a theory in concrete which we use as every foot, we usually give 1/8 inch of pitch. In plumbing, I believe it's 1/4 inch. I'm not sure. I'm not a plumber. My grandfather was a plumber for a long time, but I think I'm pretty sure it's 1/4 inch. But we use 1/8 inch of pitch. That's what our recommendations are through the American Concrete Institute.
So you're doing a lot of pool decks now. This is what you do a lot in the summertime. And you work with a pool person, pool company that refers you to do the pool decking area. Mm-hmm. But some pool companies do it themselves. Mm-hmm. But what is the most impressive pool decking system out there?
I'm going to have to go along with Pat again and say, I really like a paver look. It's classy. It's very classy.
When it's done right.
When it's done right, yes. You're right, Pat.
And you touched on that last week that we don't
do
put it on sand.
That I would absolutely not recommend around a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my professional opinion. People do it, but my professional opinion is that you do the concrete. I've literally overlaid concrete with brick pavers. Old concrete. 20-year-old, 30-year-old pool decks, and use the bullnose paver along that coping. And then we just run the pattern off of that. There are some instances where we've had to use a small overlay system to get it leveler, so the brick isn't rocky or it doesn't move back and forth. But then again, like we spoke last week about the pavers and the sand, the polymetric sand, that really locks those pavers together. So you don't get much of that.
You're not shifting, moving.
Right. You don't get much of that
sinking
under feet is what I'm saying, you know. But that's a beautiful system. It really is. And it's very classy. It really. But a lot of people like the stamped concrete too. You know, dollar for dollar, you're almost looking at the same money. Pretty close per square foot.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty close, I would say. If you started from an installation process, new pool. In the older pool, you'd be looking at, of course, for an overlay system, less money for the overlay rather than the brick paver overlay. But it's all affordability and what people want to achieve and what they want to see. On your feet, either system is nice. I've been to Great Wolf Lodge. I have to use this as an example. It's a great place. But they have a lot of brick pavers there in that pool in the pool area. And that could be tough on feet traveling on it all the time. But if you're looking at your own personal use in your backyard, I love the look. But I like to consider myself and my specialty. I'm pretty much a bricklayer. I love to lay brick. That's my passion.
What you do,
so,
and do well. Okay, now retaining walls.
Mm-hmm.
They can be sometimes an eyesore.
Absolutely.
All right. A lot of shifting, moving, leaning, breaking up, problems. What's going on with all these retaining walls in the area that we see? Leaning, shifting.
Falling down.
Yeah, falling down. I've seen them fall. I was on a project. I have to state this because you're right, Pat. I was on a project in Susquehanna Township 4 years ago. And this gentleman called me and he said, Eric, could you please come out? And he was within my 60-mile radius for me to travel. So I said, sure, I'll come out and take a look at it for you. I met the gentleman the next day and his wall was literally in his driveway in one piece. One piece. It was, and I'm talking block by block retaining wall system. One, not a solid wall system, not a poured concrete wall.
One of those
interlocking? It was an interlocking block system in one piece fell into his driveway.
Well, at least they stayed together.
They interlocked.
In 20 years of doing this in 6.5 on my own, I've never seen anything like that. The again, I have to go back and the professionalism of it. And the DIY stuff is great. These people can do this stuff. It's very labor intensive. Those blocks are heavy. 80-some pounds each, 86 pounds. Some of them, the square foot block, which is 8 inches high by 18 inches long, is about 106 pounds each unit.
So he did it himself?
No. Oh. He had a contractor do this.
Okay.
And I was appalled to see this workmanship. But we fixed it. We did the wall. We got it done for him, and we did it very fast.
So what do you do?
Yeah, to make it...
What do I do right? What's my system?
Why did it fall down?
He glued the block together, Pat. That's... These blocks have a clip system, pin system, flange in the rear. Some way to lock them.
Right,
Interlock
them. Like big Legos.
Yeah. What this gentleman did, the contractor did, is he glued each block. And the pins are expensive. In this particular system was a VersaLock unit. Interlocking system, and it was a pin system. So they're really thick plastic pins, and they're about 6-8 inches long. And there's holes in the top of the block. If anybody's ever familiar with this, even the listeners, and those pins go through and interlock 4 inches into the one block and 4 inches to the block below that. And it's staggered in a system where it's building blocks. It looks like block, you know, like a regular block wall. Well, he didn't use the pins because they're expensive, and he glued the blocks together with construction adhesive. Or, I'm sorry, well, no, I think it was construction adhesive or landscape block adhesive. Same thing.
But that's why it was in one piece.
That's why it was in one piece, Pat. And I literally have pictures of that in one piece. I've saved that for my portfolio of what not to do. But my system that I use, I've integrated more now a concrete footer. There is literature that states that you should, you know, when we first started doing these walls, that it should be on a modified and sand base. I'm not really believing that our ground. So you have to look at each job too. You have to look at, like we talked about that, about the, you know, diagnosing a job and saying, okay, well, there's a lot of water in this area. We know that it's going to get trapped underneath this block wall. How do we get rid of it? Can we put a concrete footer in? And that first course I would glue just to make sure that in first course in these systems is it has to be good. No matter how if you pour it on a footer, put it on a concrete footer, or if you put them on dirt or modified in sand, it's got to be tamped properly. That base has got to be good. Even with the concrete systems that we talked about in the past few weeks, we need to make sure that subgrade below the concrete or block, brick, stone is solid and it's good. We don't want it to move. These wall systems, it's critical. Once that first core starts to move, your whole wall is going to follow.
Pat and I were just talking about that. There's a wall in the neighborhood over here. It's got to be 30 feet long, probably 10 to 12 feet high. Mm-hmm. It's nice and straight. And then literally when you look at it, the bottom fell out of the middle. And now the whole wall is just collapsing in on itself. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of blocks just falling down.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Pat, because they're not cheap.
No.
They're very expensive systems. But more expensive, I believe... don't quote me on that, but then even a poured concrete wall. Those blocks are expensive, but they're made to be decorative, so they should be. And it's a beautiful process. It really is. And it's dynamic for the simple fact that we don't have to run pipes through a concrete poured wall. It's a natural drainage system. There's no mortar. We allow water to come through it. But I want to talk about the backfilling process.
Well, we're going to talk about that after the break because we're headed towards a break. Great. But before we go, Eric, can I have your contact information, please?
Sure, Jackie. Thank you. My contact is phone number, the infield line to get me directly would be 570-766-3794.
That's Eric Rollison from Eric Rollison Masonry. Pat, may I have a listing, please?
Sure. We have a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home located at 1306 Quincy Avenue in Dunmore for $169,000. This great home is on a dead-end street, and it has a lodged, detached two-car garage with plenty of off-street parking. The house has a gas fireplace, updated baths, newer flooring, and updated plumbing, including an on-demand hot water heater so you'll never run out of hot water again. That's a 2,200-square-foot home with plenty of natural light and a nice covered front porch with awnings. That's a large three-bedroom, two-bath home with a two-car garage on a dead-end street at 1306 Quincy Avenue in Dunmore for $169,000. And that is listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ray Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
We have returned. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're here with Eric Rollison from Eric Rollison Masonry for the fourth week in a row. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. And Pat.
I'm here also with my husband, Pat Savini.
Oh, I'm here too.
I almost forgot that I was here. I know. You were here too, to be quite honest with you.
After that last listing, I might get fired. Yeah. I don't know.
Realtor and husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Oh.
All right. Eric, before the break, we were talking about retaining walls. And there's a right way and there's a wrong way. We talked about that. And right moments before our break, you talked about how important the backfill is. We're going to talk about that now.
Yes. During the break, I was thinking about this too, that I'll elaborate even a little bit more and go into the excavation.
Oh, okay.
So the excavation
when you're doing a retaining
for when
wall.
You're doing the retaining wall system, Pat, like we're and Jackie, like we're saying, the block units, the VersaLock, Mesa Block, there are a bunch of different companies. They're all pretty much the same. They just interlock differently. They have different systems. The excavation is, along with the footing, what your first course is going to be on is it is critical, and there's guidelines for that, depending on what type of system that you're going to use. VersaLock says an 18-inch, I believe, 1 foot to 18-inch area, not over that.
Wide?
In width. In where? Depth. I'm sorry,
in depth.
And so it would be from front of wall to the back of your what you're trying to retain.
Okay.
So you no deeper.
No
I'm
deeper
sorry,
than
deeper
18.
Than okay. Deeper in depth, meaning in your property.
Okay.
What you're going to retain. Depth, good. That's good too, Pat. Yes, the depth of your first course, depending on how many courses you're going to have, is also critical. If you have only 4 to 6 courses in height, depending on if you're a 6-inch block, 8-inch block, that's going to be up and down, vary too. The higher you go, the more you have to have buried coursing.
Right, because you're going to have more weight on top of it.
Exactly. You're going to have more weight, and you're going to have to use other systems called GeoGrid which is a fabric or a meshing system. Looks like the construction, orange construction fence. Some of it does. There's other systems that use just a, would look like your weed barrier for your mulch beds that go in. And then your pin systems go down through and lock the block, and that sits in. That gets tied back in, depending on height.
Oh, I got you.
This is where a lot of guys make the critical error of not using that, because it's expensive to use that geogrid. And your excavation at that point would be from the front of wall to back of wall, depending your height, would be 18 inches. But when you get I believe it's 4 feet, 4 or 5 feet, don't quote me on that, but meaning the higher you go, you have to rack your excavation backward and use this fabric and tie in with backfill on top of the fabric. Acts as a...
an anchor.
It we like an wall, anchor, exactly.
It's an anchor to keep
we
the wall it, from pushing out.
Sure. We call it a dead man system. You'll see this in landscaping walls that are the 4x4s or 6x6s. They'll have one... if you've ever seen one of those systems, one of those walls, when they're high, you'll see one part of the wall be just a square. Well, that square in the wall is nailed, drilled and screwed, or nailed and pinned with a rebar or a spike. And that square is technically a chunk of board 4, 6, 8 feet long going back into the earth.
Oh, okay.
And then that's backfilled on top. So... again, we call it a dead man system, which means it's an anchor point.
Okay, Pat, so that wall that we were talking about that fell into the guy's driveway didn't have any of that.
No, it didn't.
It didn't have any of that.
It should have.
That would have prevented it from falling into his driveway.
Yes, to a certain degree, yes. Now, in that typical system there, glad you brought that up, because I could hit on a couple points there. The excavation was about 3 foot deep into the earth, into the bank that they're trying to retain. That's way too deep. And they had no drainage system, extra drainage system for the height of the wall. When we get that height, 4 foot and above, there should be like a drain tile around your home. There should be a drain tile to get the water away from the back of the wall. The stone that is backfilled, what I like to do typically in something that's over 4 feet is I use a drainage system behind the first coursing or the second coursing and pipe to daylight. And that's just your normal perforated pipe, black pipe that you would see at Lowe's or Home Depot with the holes in it. Or at your local plumbing store, it might be white with two holes about the size of a quarter. They come in 10-foot lengths. The piping system at Lowe's is in a roll. That's nice because you could go cover, I think it's a 100-foot long. You could cover a big distance. Clean stone. That's the key. Your backfill should be clean 2B stone, not modified. It's got to be clean so you could get the filtration of the water. And I like to use that landscape fabric even behind all of the backfill. Okay, so the stone.
So you got to get the water away from the wall, because when the water freezes, it creates the expansion.
You got it.
And it pushes the wall out. And if you don't have the drainage, you're in trouble.
You got it, Pat. And if you're not buried enough, your coursings for what you're mm-hmm. butting up against, say it's going to be a driveway. At that particular system, there was a 6-inch driveway there. When he did that correctly. He put there was one course of block below. So he was one course. He should have been a course and a half, is what I'm saying. This was on a hill too. So it was a real tricky project because he had a bunch of steps in it. Because we're not going to excavate, say that you have a driveway that's on a real big incline. Well, you're not going to excavate all the way through. We do it like a step system, like we would do a foundation footing. And then we lay the block only to where we need to, just for lack of better, to save cost, because we couldn't put 45 block in and bury and not even see them because they're decorative.
Right.
So he had a step footing system, very tricky. That's complicated in itself with these projects. I involve an excavator. I'm not an excavator. I'm not an earthworks guy. So I have somebody who digs, and they'll dig it out for me, and then I come in and I have a laser transit, and I make sure the elevations are correct, and the backfill material that's going to be there is correct. The drainage is, again, as I said, very important, along with that first course. And after that, it's pretty much like Legos. They just go right on top of each other. And if it's, again, as I said, if it exceeds a certain height, over 4 feet, I like to say. I even sometimes have used it in certain water areas. I've used that geo texture or geo grid. I've used in lower, in 40 or 42 inch system, or 42 inch systems. So it's really, you should really do your research before of drainage, what material you're going to use. Make sure that your excavator is more than capable, has the right equipment. Or if you're going to pick and shovel it, make sure that those, you have a laser transit or a scope, some sort of builder's level. And I've done some really small projects with just a 4 foot level or a 6 foot level, but very few. I like to make sure that first course is solid and good.
Got to do it right.
And we put it on, like I put mine on a concrete footing system now, just extra support, as we said with the pavers. Pavers, if you have that extra support right off the footing, where's the wall really going to move?
Hopefully nowhere.
Hopefully, right.
Well, there's so many retaining walls that just lean, and you can tell mm-hmm. something's going on there. So it is very important that it's done right.
Yeah, and it's such a costly venture for a homeowner, whether you're new construction or old construction, or renovation. It's costly. Those walls are they're not cheap. And it's the material that drives that. And they're heavy, so it is labor intensive. They're decorative, so you have that factor to it, you know, we like to remain competitive and still offer that. My company does like to remain competitive, but still offer that concrete footing system, which I believe in because I'm a mason. And I want the best project. Even if it ended up to be a couple more dollars, and I explain that to my client, my customer, they'll normally think and say, yeah, you're kind of right, Eric. That's more
it's
strength.
It's pretty vital. You know? Yes. Okay.
It's the most important part of them. That and drainage.
We're swiftly approaching the end of the show. Eric Rolison from Eric Rolison Masonry. May I have your contact info, please?
Yes, Jackie. It is 570-766-3794. And that's my direct infield line.
And you do all different types
all
of projects.
All phases. I like to call it, my motto is, we will meet all your needs in the masonry industry.
Excellent. Thank you for 4 weeks of fabulous discussion.
It was my pleasure. You and Pat both have been fans. I would come back anytime.
All right.
Really,
thank you.
Really would.
Thank you.
My
Pat.
Pleasure.
Yes, we have an updated two-family home located at 15 Belmont Street in Carbondale for only $79,000. This double has two-bedroom apartments, and an extra lot is included for off-street parking. This home has many updates, including a newer roof, newer siding, replacement windows, updated electrical and plumbing, and the taxes are only $1,400 a year. That's a double family home located at 15 Belmont Street in Carbondale with all separate utilities for only $79,000. And that is listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. According to the National Association of Realtors, who's buying? Home buyer demographics have shifted dramatically. The share of homes bought by single women has fallen 33% since 2006. While unmarried couples' portion has jumped 36%, married couples' ownership has increased 10%, and single men's share is unchanged. So what is the share? Married couples comprise 54% of the market. Single females are 18%. Unmarried couples are 15%, and single males are 11%. Other is 2%, but who could be other?
I don't know.
Dogs.
It's a screwy world out there. Who knows?
I've been racking my brain.
I don't want to know.
Okay. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.